Be kingdom-minded, says the Spirit of grace. And above all things, be eternal-minded, understanding the desire and the heartbeat of the Father is for you to come, and for the souls that you'll bring and the harvest that you'll bring with you. Look past the small things in this life, but I'll give you grace to occupy. I'll even prosper you in the time in which you live. But do not be small in the way that you conceive of things and perceive of things. Look to the bigger. Understand that I desire for you to see my kingdom come and my will be done on this planet until I come. Occupy till I come with my grace, looking at the bigger things. Do not look and be not dismayed, even with your setbacks, even with your losses, and those things that seem to take on such a largeness in this life, says the Spirit of the Lord. Let my Spirit take you to a place of eternal blessings, seeing those things which are to come. Your eternal crown with me is far more than just something of material value. This is my presence and my reward on you. The very best in which you know me as in this life will be magnified in the world and the life to come, says the Spirit of grace. So seek those things which are above, and all those things which are beneath will take on littler, much smaller value than they seem to have, as in setbacks and in things that dismay your walk presently. See things in the bigger picture as I see you as kings and priests reigning with me in the future and in the world and eternities to come. See yourself now. When the challenges come on a mundane basis, I'll give you grace to fix them. But stop within yourself and say, what does this have to do in the weight of eternity and souls and my family being born again and coming into the kingdom? I'll help you, but I'm asking my body to continue to grow up and mature so that I come back as for a mature bride, thoroughly furnished unto good works, saith the Spirit of grace.